Federal money for rural infrastructure is drying up, and state agencies are overhauling projects while they still can. With Alaska's brief construction season about to begin, state officials are hurrying to bring airfields, roads, and other bush infrastructure up to standard before funds get scarce. KNOM's Zechariah Hughes reports.
The Alaska Department of Transportation is preparing for a busy summer in rural parts of the state.
This is a $240 million construction season for us, and we're in over 20 communities across our region, and then we have over 60 projects in those communities. So it's a really busy construction season for us.
Meadow Bailey is a DOT spokesperson in charge of most bush projects. She's making the rounds ahead of the construction season to get acquainted with project sites and meet local officials. In Nome, the DOT is starting a $26 million runway extension at the airport in mid-May. More road and airport work is planned for Barrow, Kotzebue, Shishmaref, Emonik, and elsewhere, along with an extensive new road project in Tanana.
We're building about 18 miles of new road close to the community of Tanana. And the goal there is to be able to open up a mining corridor that has existing mines on it right now, but to give more access for those miners, and then to also allow the residents of Tanana, or enable the residents of Tanana, to have a lower cost of living.
DOT is aggressively pursuing rural programs this summer, in part because plans for larger projects fell through during the legislative session. Bailey says the state also expects federal money for infrastructure is going to decrease in the next few years.
We have dollars right now, and we have projects in rural communities. Last year, this year, next year, we're going to try to build and improve as much as we can, because we know that federal funding, that there's going to be a shift in what will qualify for federal funding.
More than 90% of Alaska's money for airports, roads, and the Southeast Ferry System comes from federal money. And not only are those funds diminishing, but Bailey says nationwide spending priorities are shifting towards cities.
The focus is going to be more on urban areas. And so there's a lot of focus on more transit programs like busing, cycling paths, that kind of stuff, and mass transit. And so in Alaska, that's going to really change the focus from the rural communities to the more urban communities.
With a looming sea change in funding priorities, Alaska DOT is proactively trying to bring remote roadways and airstrips up to date. That's not an easy task in an area where a single-lane gravel road can cost up to $1 million a mile. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zechariah Hughes.